In a historic move last month, Illinois became the first state to require that Asian American history be taught in public schools. The new law passed with overwhelming support in the state house. And although the politics are different in Georgia, advocates there are trying to get a similar bill passed. One of those advocates is Won-Hee Shin. She's a Korean-American with three kids in Georgia's public schools. And this May, she helped launch the Georgia Asian American Coalition for Equitable Education. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And let's start with your kids. What grades are they in?
Sure. I have three children, rising kindergartner, second grader, and a fifth grader.
All right. So what's your goal for your kids and for other kids across the state of Georgia? What are you trying to achieve here?
To give, first of all, a background to tell you what we're trying to achieve, I went through public schools and I didn't hear of any history of people like me while I was growing up. So my goal for my children, just any children really, is that they get a wider scope of history that's not Eurocentric, but it tells the histories of many people and all fabrics of this country.
Do you mind if I ask, because I think this is important context, mm-hmm. I mean, how old are you? It probably sounds like you weren't in school all that long ago.
I'm 36 years old.
36. Okay, so even when you were a school-age kid, you heard nothing of Asian American history.
You know, I didn't learn about Asian American history until I was an adult, until I was a mom. So that's how unknown it was. I didn't even know that there was Asian American history other than little understanding of exclusion acts and Japanese American internments. I don't remember hearing about it in the large university that I attended. In public school, no way. I mean, it was just non-existent. So, and I didn't even know that I could be fully American. I mean, that's something that, a concept that I didn't know that this country would allow me to have until I became an adult.
I know you know this, but there's been a lot of backlash in the state of Georgia from lawmakers and even school boards around this idea of critical race theory. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp, a Republican, has called it dangerous. In June, the State Board of Education approved a resolution that said concepts that assign blame or make people feel guilty solely on the basis of their race or sex have no place in Georgia's public education system. How has this larger debate affected your progress trying to get this done in Georgia? And are you able to get around the politics of it?
Well, you know, that's a really hard question to answer because the resolution, no matter how many times I read it, it's so subjective. You know, so what can we not teach then? Do we have to take out civil rights movements out of history books? Do we have to take out everything? I mean, I just don't understand the resolution as to how that would affect us too. I think it really depends on how people would want to interpret it. I mean, people can find anything threatening and as if they can be blamed and find guilt in it. And I think guilt is natural. I mean, when I heard about the Virginia Tech shooting as a Korean American, and it was a Korean American, you know, person who did it, I had guilt because I am Korean American, you know, so I don't know how that can be prevented. You know, I think the key is that's not the goal, to give people guilt. It's just we want facts.
Let me ask you, Asian American history, the phrase, it's very broad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what history are you talking about? What kind of history? Whose history?
So Asian American history starts with finding of America even. If you think about why did Europeans settle in, first of all, why did, you know, they tried to colonize the U.S., it's to look for India, right? In the Americas, not just U.S., but Americas. And that was the exotification of Asian culture and the people and the goods. So it starts with that too. And it all goes deeper also. It doesn't just start with Chinese migrant workers. It also goes into colonization of the Philippines and territories in Guam. I mean, we have to dive into all of those things that are never spoken of in U.S. history classes.
Why do you think that you, in your own education, never heard those stories? And what is the damage of having your kids not hear those stories and that history in school?
I think, first of all, to start with the teachers, they didn't know. I think currently educators don't know too. And secondly, I think because Asian Americans specifically are not viewed as Americans, we're always viewed as and connected to the country of our heritage. So I think that's a big reason why it's never taught or even not even thought of to teach. the danger, I see it as twofold. Personally, as an Asian American, I see the danger that my children will never feel like they're a part of this country, no matter how long they're here. Secondly, history is interconnected. It's interwoven. When I study Asian American history, I understand my Black community neighbors. I understand my Indigenous neighbors. I understand my Latinx neighbors. I understand everybody more because we see the how everything is connected. Once I learn history, I can see, oh, that's how it's related. And that's why it matters to me, too. It has to be personal.
Won Hee Shin, a Korean-American organizer trying to include Asian-American history in Georgia's public schools. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.